home sweet home, or at least it better be. After starting the season with 3 straight wins, the Eagles have lost 4 of their last 5. Today, they meet the 6-3 Atlanta Falcons with the highest scoring offense in the NFL. Good afternoon, everyone. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick at Lincoln Financial Field.
Shotgun. Wentz. Gives it to Ryan Matthews. He's in for the touchdown. Falcons on their heels. Matthews back again. He is firing deep, wide open, and making the catch and running all the way is Gabriel for a touchdown. And the Falcons take the lead. Taylor Gabriel was wide open, and that is a 76-yard game-changing touchdown.
Yep, just like that. It doesn't take a whole lot.
6:53 to go in regulation. Atlanta 15, the Eagles 13. Wentz in the shotgun. He slips it off to Ryan Matthews. He's in! Eagles take the lead. They recapture the lead. Ryan Matthews, his second touchdown of the day.
What a great job here.
4th and 5. Ryan on the shotgun. 4 receivers. Motion to the near side of the field. Eagles lead by 6. Ryan takes the snap. He backs up. He looks. He is floating in and it is incomplete. Incomplete. He was looking for Jones, who was well covered, and the Eagles take over on downs with 2:19 remaining in regulation. All right, we're talking about a 48-yard field goal, which could pretty much seal this game. Here it is, out of the hold of Donnie Jones. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's got the distance. It's gone! Eagles playing prevent. Ryan again in the shotgun. Ryan has time. He fires, and it is intercepted, and that'll do it. It is intercepted by Leonis McKelvin. He finally catches one.
It's a wrap.
That'll do it.
It's a wrap, baby.
Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, instant reaction after Sunday's 24-15 win over the Atlanta Falcons. Hello everyone, I'm Dave Spadaro from Lincoln Financial Field, and the Eagles used a smash-mouth approach on Sunday to turn back the Falcons, controlling the football for 38 minutes and 10 seconds, running the ball for a whopping 208 yards, part of their 429-yard offensive attack. Meanwhile, the Eagles defense doing the job against Atlanta's good run game, 48 yards on the ground for the Falcons. Head coach Doug Peterson talks about the idea of using the running game to control the clock.
That's an explosive offense on that side. Atlanta has a great offense, and I felt coming into this football game that we were going to have to possess the ball, and in order to do that, I thought that the running game was going to be a huge factor in this game, and they've got a good young football team on defense, and they're going to obviously win a lot of games this year, but I just felt gut instinct, watching the film, knowing our guys, relying on our offensive line, defense, you know, as well as they played today, the run game was going to be a big part of my plan.
For the first time since the opening win against the Cleveland Browns, the Eagles started the game with a touchdown drive, going 81 yards on 12 plays. Ryan Matthews, a 4-yard touchdown run, and it seemed like the Eagles had the formula to win this football game. They controlled the clock on that drive for 7 minutes and 14 seconds, and then it became just a heavyweight bout. Punches back and forth, the Eagles and the Falcons, and it came down to the fourth quarter. The Eagles held the lead, lost the lead, and got it back on a 76-yard touchdown drive that Ryan Matthews capped off with a 5-yard run. Matthews, a big game for him. Just tremendous power running. He had 19 carries, 109 yards. Wendell Smallwood, 13 carries, 70 yards. Carson Wentz, 25 of 36, an efficient 231 passing yards for the Eagles. And that approach suiting the offensive line just fine, says guard Stefan Wisniewski. Kind of an old-fashioned slugfest out there. What's it like to rely so much on the run game?
It's fun, to be honest. You know, as an O-lineman, I love run blocking. You know, it's really exciting as an O-line when you're being physical, running the ball well. A lot of positive gains, even, you know, small gains were 4 or 5 yards, which is great, but split them for a couple big ones. It's exciting and fun to be a part of.
Did you feel right from the start that opening drive really set the tone?
Yeah, it was a great start. We always talk about starting fast, and especially at home, you know, it's great to get the crowd going with you. I had some stall drives after that, do some penalties, but it was a great start.
Why do you think the approach was to run the ball so much?
I think we always are kind of trying to take, you know, what's going to work well. You know, I think early on it was working well, so we stuck with it, you know, threw the ball pretty well too. But I think our goal is to be a balanced offense if we can be.
You've been around long enough, 4 losses in 5 games, a team that had trouble closing in the fourth quarter. You closed today. What does that mean for the team?
I think it'll help build confidence that we, you know, finally won a close one there at the end. Hopefully we can, going forward, when we're in close games, we can, you know, believe in ourselves and finish again like that.
Thank you.
Sure.
Center Jason Kelce weighed in on the approach. It's an offensive game plan that was worked, well, not to perfection, but certainly good enough for the Eagles to start the second half of the season off on the right foot. Jason, to run the football like you did, to have such a commitment to the run, what's that mean for an offensive lineman?
I mean, it's great. Obviously, whenever you can establish a ground game, I think that, you know, it speaks well on your offensive line, speaks well on your backs. And obviously, they were an explosive offense. So for us to go out there, control the line of scrimmage, control the clock, that was something that definitely, I think, helped our team out.
It feels like it's been a while since that was the game plan here. Am I wrong? I know that the Eagles have had success running the football. It just was such a punch him in the mouth kind of game. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, I think that at times this season we've shown that. But this is the first game that we've really shown it throughout the whole game. You know, hopefully we can build on this and keep correcting things and whatnot. But I think everybody had a great game plan going in and everything went well in terms of the play calls and we executed for the most part.
One of the narratives of the last 5 weeks here, the 4 losses, young team not able to close games. Today you closed a game. What's that say?
Well, I think it's big. Obviously, we can't afford many more losses. You know, obviously we have a tough schedule ahead of us. This is a big opponent this week. You know, we've been in every single game, and for us to come down to the wire and actually close this one out with a win, this is what we have to do.
How about some of the unsung heroes for this game? Rookie cornerback Jalen Mills, a 7th-round pick, thrown into the fire this season, no more so than on Sunday when he was asked to cover who else? Julio Jones, the very best wide receiver in the NFL. Jones had 10 receptions, 135 yards, but he was targeted 16 times, 2 drops, and Mills talked after the game about the growing up process in his rookie season. Jalen, you got to see a lot of Julio Jones. What was the experience like?
It was a challenge, you know what I mean? But, I mean, challenge accepted. You know what I mean? I wish I had 2 plays back, caught me in zero coverage, ran a deep over on me. I mean, that's kind of the beater to it. And then the one PI, feel like me and him were both battling for position. And, I mean, I feel like I made a great play on the ball. Ended up getting a late flag. But for sure, you know what I mean? I'm always trying to chase perfection. And that call like that, I mean, it happened. You know, I'm upset about it. But for sure, it's something I'm willing to work on, but for sure it was a challenge, but I accepted it.
Did you understand why, after playing him, why he's so great, why he's so successful?
Yeah, I did. I mean, strong runner, strong guy as well, coming in and out of his breaks, for sure. I mean, he's tall, long. He's a typical NFL receiver. When you go out, you want to look for a receiver. He's that guy that you want to look for sure.
From a defensive standpoint, just to hold the NFL's top scoring offense to 15 points, what's that say about this defense?
I mean, that attitude, we have it, you know what I mean? We had a couple games where we started slow as a defense, you know what I mean? But for sure, you know what I mean? When we come out and we set that tone and we let the team we're playing against know, even our offense, because they feed off us and we feed off of them, and we let people know that this is how it's going to be all game, you know what I mean? We play lights out for sure.
To see the offense run for more than 200 yards, to control the time of possession like they did, big help for the defense?
For sure. That doesn't even come as a surprise. I mean, Sproles, Smallwood, I mean, Matthews, those guys were doing that at practice all week. You know what I mean? You see those guys, they may get 3-4 yard run at practice, but they're finishing all the way 40 yards down the field in the end zone just practicing that, you know what I mean? And I mean, that practice, it become a habit, and you see those guys hitting the hole every time they got the ball.
How much has your confidence grown since June, July?
A lot, you know what I mean? Especially with everybody trusting me, and for Coach to trust me to, after Nolan Carroll went down and it was coming out in the second half, for him to tell me that he wanted me to cover Julio, you know what I mean? For sure. I mean, that boosts my confidence by 1,000, man, for sure.
So you followed him for most of the second half?
For most of the second half.
Wow, great experience. Every week it's a new challenge, isn't it?
Every week. I mean, this is the NFL. It's the best of the best, you know. Just have to accept the challenge each and every week.
Thanks, Jalen.
Thank you.
The Eagles defense limited the NFL's number one scoring offense to just 15 points, 303 total net yards, and Atlanta converted just 2 of 11 third downs. Connor Barwin, Eagles defensive end, had one of the 2 team sacks. He also had 2 tackles for loss, and after the game, he knew just how big it was to start the second half of the season the right way. Connor, how big a win is this for this football team?
It's huge. We know it obviously only counts as one, but, you know, if we continue to win at home, we're going to give ourselves a chance at the end of the year, and now we need to go try to get a couple on the road.
What does it say to limit the top scoring offense to just 15 points?
Well, it was a big challenge for us, and we knew, you know, our game plan going into the game was to just be better at what we do than what they do. And that sounds simple, but really what I'm saying is we didn't try to like take one thing away. We just tried to be us and do what we do and not change what we do because of them. And if we played better, we'd get the win, and that's exactly what happened today.
You're sitting there on the sidelines watching the offense control the football. What's that do for the defense?
Well, it kept us fresh all game. I mean, the first quarter flew by, and I think the third quarter was even faster. I don't know what the final time of possession was, but I'm sure, you know, our offense dominated that category, and that kept us fresh. I think they went 2 for 11 on third down, and that pays off when you're a little bit more fresh than they are.
And how about a special shout out to the special teams? Caleb Sturgis nailing a 48-yard field goal with just a couple of minutes left in the game, exactly 1 minute and 57 seconds left, to provide the final margin for victory. The Eagles did a great job in coverage, and Kenyon Barner had some big kickoff returns, including a 52-yarder. He averaged 38 yards on 3 returns, giving the Eagles strong field position throughout. Barner understands the mentality of this team on special teams. They want to take it to the house on every play. Kenyon, big plays in the kickoff return game. What happened? Just good blocking, good opportunities? What happened out there?
Exactly what you just said. You know, Coach Phipp, I was just saying, has done a great job of putting us in a great position to make plays. The guys up front did an awesome job getting blocks, holding blocks. Like I said, I'm just extremely thankful to God, you know, to be in a position that I'm in, and thankful that he continues to show me the light and guide me through.
Did you feel watching film during the week that you would have opportunities?
You always feel that you would have opportunities. I mean, that's why you watch film. You go and you see, look at a team's strengths. You look at their weaknesses, and then going back to the sideline and being able to look at the papers, and then going back and evaluating what you've seen from the left side to the right side. You always feel like you can go out and make plays. You feel comfortable doing it. Sometimes it doesn't work out. It's the NFL. But today, you know, we're fortunate and able to go out and do that.
How much of a boost do you think it gave this team?
Field position wise, I think, you know, as a return unit, we did a great job putting our offense in a position to go down and score, putting them in a position to where the chances of us putting up points are a lot higher. So I think we did a great job.
When you see just the kicker between you and the end zone, I know you're smiling. You're going to get ribbed a little bit. I mean, you feel like you're going to score there, right?
Hey, absolutely. But I have to give him credit. You know, we talked about him a lot this week. Yeah, he's a good kicker outside of kicking the ball. He knows how to play the returner. He knows how to take away the two-way go and only give you a one-way go. And he did a great job of that. Got to figure out a way to make him miss.
Thanks, Kenya.
No problem. Thank you.
That'll do it for the Eagles Live podcast. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it all together. Thanks to you for joining us. The Eagles start the second half of the season as they did the first half, winning at home. The Eagles continue to dominate at Lincoln Financial Field, this time 24-15 over the Atlanta Falcons. We'll have another podcast for you ahead of Sunday's big game at Seattle. The Eagles on the road again. Thanks for joining, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.
EAGLES!